Have you ever been in a Sunday school class or maybe seminary or institute class and someone has gotten up and told about all these terrible things they did in the past and how overcoming those things and repenting and going through that whole repentance process has made them a stronger person? I've been in a few of those, and that's a good thing that they're testifying of the power of repentance. But sometimes that puts across the idea that it's better to sin and repent than it is to simply just be faithful throughout your life. So let's talk about that. Is it better for a person to sin and then repent, or to be faithful throughout? Does a person become stronger by sinning and then repenting? Let me read you something President Spencer W. Kimball said. Another error into which some transgressors fall because of the availability of God's forgiveness is the illusion that they are somehow stronger for having committed sin and then lived through the period of repentance. This simply is not true. That man who resists temptation and lives without sin is far better off than the man who has fallen, no matter how repentant the latter may be. The reformed transgressor, it is true, may be more understanding of one who falls into the same sin, and to that extent perhaps more helpful in the latter's regeneration. But his sin and repentance have certainly not made him stronger than the consistently righteous person. That's powerful, isn't it? That tells us that it's better to be faithful throughout, that you'll be stronger by remaining on the path, by staying faithful, than by falling by the wayside and then coming back. Now, I've heard some people try to make the argument that those who remain faithful on the path, that they're somehow sheltered, that they haven't experienced the real depth of temptation because they've never stepped out of their shell. Let me read you something by C.S. Lewis. A silly idea is current that good people do not know what temptation means. This is an obvious lie. Only those who resist temptation know how strong it is. You find out the strength of the wind by trying to walk against it, not by lying down. A man who gives in to temptation after 5 minutes simply does not know what it would have been like an hour later. That's why bad people, in one sense, know very little about badness. They've lived a sheltered life by always giving in. We never find out the strength of an evil impulse inside us until we try to fight it. And Christ, because he is the only man who never yielded to temptation, is also the only man who knows to the full what temptation means, the only complete realist. So if you've ever asked yourself if you'd be stronger by going through with the sin that you may be considering and then going through the repentance process, know that that is not the case. You will be stronger by living faithful, by resisting temptation, by being consistently righteous, than by sinning and going through the repentance process. The fact is, we are so flawed of individuals, you have plenty to repent of, I promise you. The argument that you had with your sister the other day, yeah, you could repent of that and overcome that inclination to fight and contend with your siblings. The time that you were annoyed with your parents for having asked you to do something, you can work on that, work on humility. You need to be repenting every day. But don't think that by going into sin and then going through the repentance process that you're going to be a stronger individual. You're going to be much stronger by staying faithful and doing what's right from the beginning. And you'll be a much happier individual for doing so. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? A humorous guide to help you succeed at dating. And Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Thanks for joining us again today for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome. Woohoo!